Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Danny Werfel, Controller, Office of Federal Financial Management within OMB. Well, Danny, looking forward, thinking about the road ahead, could you give us a sense of some of the key issues that will affect CFOs going forward?
Well, I think the number one challenge that everyone, and I think if no matter who you had sitting in this chair, if you have a government leader, they're likely to answer this question, you know, people. Mm-hmm. And human resources or human capital. We have a lot of individuals in the federal government that are eligible to retire. So there's some succession planning and recruitment and advancing junior staff into leadership positions and manager positions that is going to have to take place over the next several years. But it's not just about recruitment and keeping our numbers up in terms of making sure that critical positions are being filled. We also have, you know, budget cuts that we're facing. So in many cases, we're going to have to figure out how to do things with less individuals. So it's rethinking the footprint of our work so that we're managing on a declining resource base where necessary to do so. And then also the challenges are changing and the skill sets change with them. Much more specifically in the financial management community, analytics are becoming more important as we figure out how to put kind of traditional accounting functions on a more stable platform. It enables us to shift into more analysis rather than blocking and tackling and nuts and bolts accounting, which is a great thing to be able to do. But you have to have the right skill sets in order to drive those analytics. And again, it's those analytics that are going to make us smarter on where those real estate opportunities are. They're going to make us smarter on looking at information out there, whether it's in the public sphere or in government databases on where our anomalies are, that might be causing improper payments or where our error trends are. And it was everything we talked about today in terms of executing on a set of results to cut waste or to bring government in the 21st century. The road to get there is clearer and ultimately shorter if you are driving strategic decisions about what you're investing in, what your critical path is. And those strategic decisions are based on analysis. They're based on looking at data, at looking at our organization, at looking at our business processes, and figuring out what the right navigation points going forward are to be successful. And if we don't have a community of individuals that can rise to the challenge of those analytics, then it's going to take us longer to reach our goals and it's going to be more expensive and there's going to be a sluggishness to how we move forward. And knowing what I know about our CFO community, both political and career, sluggishness is not in their in their verbiage. They want to advance. They want to advance quickly. They want to do the right thing. They take very personally setbacks that we have, as do I. We feel it is fundamental to our missions, long-term and short-term, to protect taxpayer dollars at all costs. And we're hungry for the types of changes and reforms that are going to be able to do that more effectively. Having the right teams in place, the right leadership, the right staff, the right people is the most critical challenge. It opens up the door to almost every advancement that we want to do. It opens up the door to help us do smarter technology investments. It opens up the door to have us be more creative in modifying our business processes more effectively. It helps us figure out where to invest our resources, how to do risk management, figure out where our errors are, figure out where our opportunities are. I really do believe it starts and ends with the workforce. And we have a great workforce. We have a lot of them are retiring. We have an opportunity to bring new people in from the private sector, from schools, to grow our workforce differently and to right-size it to the challenges that we have ahead. And that's going to be the major challenge for the financial community going forward.
Well, as we close today, I want to actually talk about that new workforce, if you will. What advice would you give someone who's considering a career in public service?
I gave a speech a few months ago to the directors of about 300 public policy schools from around the country, and I didn't intend to, but I just to make it kind of a recruiting message. But I very simply stated what I was working on, what the community of people that I work with are working on, what our challenges are. Gave some examples, like we've talked about today, of some of those public policy tensions that exist and some of those, you know, organizational information technology, programmatic, equity. There's a whole entire mix of rich public policy issues. And I spoke, as I try to and I feel passionately, about the importance of taking on those challenges. And after the session, I mean, there was numerous public policy directors came up to me and said, if you could come to our school and make that pitch. As well, I wasn't making a pitch. I was just describing the day-to-day life of a leader in government today. It was, if you could just come and do that, you would double or triple the amount of our students that are interested in packing their bags, moving to D.C. and joining up in the federal service. Unfortunately, I can't. It's not my job. I can't. I wish I could. First of all, we're trying to cut down on travel, so I'm not going to travel around to the public policy schools around the country, although I'd like to. My advice for people is that it's less advice and it's more kind of a challenge and a sense that if you are an individual that wants to be stretched to use your various abilities that you're learning in school today or that you're learning in your careers in other ways, if you want to come into an environment where the work that you do is critical to helping our country, to helping the people of this country, to serving, whether it's helping serve our military, our veterans, protect our nation's food supply, provide affordable health care, improve educational outcomes for elementary and secondary children, as well as higher education. I mean, all of these are really the fabric of what makes America great and ensures that our society is advancing forward and that we're leaving behind a better place than what we find for our children. All these very critical objectives, it's happening in the federal government. I mean, that is our bottom line. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to do it effectively. We're trying to do it cost effectively. We're running major complex organizations. This is not easy stuff. And I guarantee, and I've seen it time and time again, the folks coming from the most challenging corporate jobs on Wall Street, challenging jobs in Silicon Valley, coming over here and realizing that our challenges in some cases are even more so to figure out solutions to very tough problems. So if you like to be challenged, and you want to serve our country in the same way that I do and the same way that the people that I work with do, then it's really an unbelievable opportunity to be here. And we're going to have a lot of job openings. You know, in some ways, the budget constraints are going to constrain us going forward to a certain degree. But also, we have a lot of retirements coming up. So it's going to be a dynamic environment. Our workforce is going to obviously change going forward.
Well, Danny, I want to thank you for your time today. It's wonderful to have you back. It's always great to have you here. You are very passionate and insightful about the work that you do. But more importantly, Steve and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, Mike and Steve, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me here today. I really enjoyed the discussion, and I think you're doing a great service, too, by bringing on people, government leaders, to tell their story. It's part of that culture of collaboration that I discussed earlier. This is one of those key pieces, so I appreciate you for your work you're doing.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Danny Worfel, Controller, Office of Federal Financial Management, within OMB. My co-host today from IBM has been Steve Watson. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.